Welcome to Creating Cash Flow for November 16th. Woohoo! Karen Eileen, you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Yes.
Okay, awesome. So, Karen Eileen, Cash Flow Tiger, she is, among other things, a voiceover coach, and that's what we're talking about today. And your victory is you feel more at peace around cash, which is great.
Not small, yeah.
Yeah. So here's what you wrote. While searching for a full-time gig, I'm still an indie contractor in a lot of places, mostly coaching. The contact management service you have is AWeber. And so AWeber is offering a $99 done for you Black Friday campaign. And you're wondering if this is a good idea or not to run a Black Friday special for voiceover coaching while you're job hunting. No way to tell what the response will be. And if I'm happily flooded with clients for a little bit, is that a support to my vision or a distraction from what I'm working on? Okay. So what do they mean by like $99 done for you campaign? What are they doing for you?
I could probably pull up the email. That's all I have so far. It's like answer a couple questions, and we're going to do, I think it was a series of four or five emails that they will craft and automate for me and send it out to build momentum for my Black Friday offer, whatever it is I decide I want it to be. But I won't have to do it. I don't have to write the emails and set up the templates and set the mailing and monitor the things. They make it an autopilot thing.
Okay, so they're saying like we'll help you quote unquote launch, meaning whet people's appetite over the course of four emails before the doors open. And not only will we write those emails for you basically, but we'll also put it inside your system because you have to set it up. So these are
Correct.
going to
They
go out.
will do, my understanding is that they will do all of that. And it's normal, of course, normally like a $500 value, blah, 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 but
Sure.
sure. So, but $99, that price point kind of appealed to me because, literally one coaching hour and I've paid for that. So,
Yes.
yeah.
And so how responsive do you feel that your list would be? Like, how much juice do you think is in the lit list that would be interested in the Black Friday offer?
I'm guessing because I'm going to be very honest here and say that I have treated my list very badly. I have ignored my poor little list. I really have not posted in a long, long time. Well, when I did post, the big joke around like the vendors who were on my list was like, you talk to 10 people and you get five sales, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I'm just so my conversion rate without any sort of effort on my own seems to be quite high, or was, but I don't know if that's the case at the moment.
And what do you want to offer for the Black Friday special?
That was a question. Like, my somebody who has already studied with me. There's two tiers. Like, if you've already studied with me, it's $150 an hour. It's normally $250 for the muggles. But if you've gone through one of my courses, it's $150 an hour. And then for a very, very small select group, the friends and family rate is $75 for an hour. That's a much smaller group. So I don't even I don't even know what the price point would be. I feel like it has to be something a little magnetic to try and get people to do like a check-in session or a little packet, a bundle. I used to do a lot of bundles 3, 6, 9, and 12. Those were popular. So I guess the answer is I'm not yet clear on what the price would be or how I would want to bundle them.
I mean, I'm not against you paying $100 to help have someone help with your marketing. What's the return on that investment will likely come if you have a compelling offer that you're making to the people. Like, what would the people on your list, what do they most want? Do they want to sharpen skills? Do they want to be coached about the business? Do they want to be coached around their learning something new? Do they want to be coached around, sharpening their saw on tools that, like, what do
It's
you
a very
think
good
they
question.
want, and what would you most want to do?
So what I think they want is refreshers. When I teach and when I've taught at the university level and the master class level, I hit four pillars. I hit the performance, I hit the technology really hard. So I make sure that they understand how to produce broadcast quality audio. I hit the business and I hit the mindset. So everybody on my list has been exposed to me teaching all four of those things. So I could do I don't even know what to call it, like a 2026 pre-glow up for your voiceover career. I mean, there's a lot of things we could call it.
And what do you think the people on your list, price point wise,
I'm
would?
guessing. It's just a wild guess. I mean, these folks, some of them were I did a mentorship maybe like 2 years ago, and I charged it was $1,500, and it was a 90-day mentorship, and it was a very small group, and we met every week. They coached with me every other week, and they met as an independent group every other week. So 12 sessions for $1,500. So that was good and challenging. Like if I were ever to do that again, I would want to do like a bigger container, like a year. And so I'm playing around with, I mean, not knowing what my job hunt is going to reveal and when. Like, can I start a voiceover, your year of voiceover mentorship? And do I meet with a small group twice a month for 12 months for 2026? Like that appeals to me more than a one-off, let's troubleshoot your studio and make sure you're at broadcast quality. Though that's, it's fun. I like to do it and it's fun. Like I like the longer journey. Yeah.
Kate, did she raise your hand?
Yes. I just had a thought based on what you all were talking about. I was wondering if a current offer for your Black Friday or whatever, something that you would offer currently with the new year in mind would be like, this is not the sexiest language, but strategize your 2026 career and maybe do that in four sessions. And then from there might be people who want to go on, right? I mean, you could do like, what are we? I'm just spitballing, but if you do four sessions, one for each quarter of the year, and walk them through how to create an arc for themselves, that could be something you could do right away that would have some meat on the bones, but not overly commit you while you're looking for other things, and would could also give you room. Something to build on if you do decide to go an annual or do a quarterly course.
So I want to understand because it's a very intriguing idea. Do you mean like quarter one, so to have the month of January, the month of April, the month of August, and the month of October be the months where you're doing the set for the no? Okay. So maybe
No,
I'm
no.
not. Oh.
I think what Kate is saying is the most compelling offer for
Yeah.
someone right now
Yeah.
who has not heard from you in a while
Yeah.
and
That's
who is just
totally
sort of like
my
just
responsibility.
becomes on the scene. But what she's saying, the offer is let's work together now and to the end of the year on strategizing your 2026. Let's like get you up to speed to kind of hit the ground running in 2026. And then let's say you get five people who are interested in that. Chances are those people might want to coach with you if you wanted to do then a year. Is that what you were saying, Kate?
Essentially, yes. So what I was thinking is the course that you offer now, either between now and the end of the year or possibly in January, you do a 4-week course, and in each week you talk about goals for the coming quarters of the year. So you
Yeah.
do this either in
Oh,
December or January, and
oh.
you go focus on what's my arc of the year going to be, Q1, Q2,
Oh.
Q3, Q4.
Oh, okay. I didn't get it.
And
Mapping out their year with them, sort of thing,
yes,
strategizing
beautifully
their
said.
year.
That's good languaging for it, to mapping out your year. And then if you choose to, and your schedule aligns and how it goes, all the things come together, you could then offer a quarterly check-in
Yeah.
in March, in October, or
Yeah, I'm
whatever the months
on the
are.
quarter
You know what I
markers.
mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. March, April.
Okay.
April, May, June, July. So it'd be March, July, October.
I got it.
And
And
Q1.
if you're going to do something like that, I like that you have the four pillars already.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be hard for you to map out someone's year
I
because
was just thinking that. I'm not, I have a lot of superpowers.
yeah.
Mapping out other people's years with them is not one of them. I'll be very
Yeah.
honest. Yeah, with
But
myself and you.
you can go, here are the things in this pillar that you might want to attend to. Here's
Yes, that
this.
I could do. I could
It's
do one
almost
pillar per quarter.
have you ever had someone who has their finger on the pulse of this industry and what its demands are and what its potential is, take an overview of where you're at and your career and your potential and areas you might, need some help in, and areas that you are flying high, and like to really like do an examination of where they're at. It's kind of like you could call it a fine-tuning thing.
Yeah.
But you have to put yourself in your list's shoes,
How
which
do
is,
I do that? How do I do that if
well,
I've been out of touch with them for a while?
yeah, it's, but that's the thing. The people who are going to respond to this, and the people who, this is for everybody, the people who are going to respond to an offer that kind of comes out of the blue, meaning you haven't been kind of
Yeah.
massaging them along for a while, they're already thinking of it. And then your offer comes along and they're like, oh my God, that's like perfect. That's exactly what I was thinking of.
Oh, interesting. I mean,
So
I'd need
that's
to
why
get
you want to offer something that that would maybe appeal to people thinking of like, and what are people thinking this time of year? Wow, I want to do better in 2026 than I have. I need to give my career, and this is part of the marketing you would do, is like,
Yeah.
you need to, are you, have you decided that you want to give your voiceover work more attention in 2026? Have you
Okay.
decided that you wanted to give it a glow up or really step up to a greater professional level? Let's talk about that. Let me help you get ready to hit the ground running in 2026 when it comes to this segment of your life, your voiceover career. Because
Well,
then
yeah.
you're getting people who are already saying those things to themselves. They just don't know how to do it, but they know
Oh,
they need.
that's really good. And can I do the Black Friday offer and have things start January 2nd?
Yeah, you
Like,
totally can do
okay.
that.
Just want to check.
Yeah,
All
and
right, that's
what
yeah.
you might do is say, in December, I'm going to send you a little thing. We're going to start our work together in
Right.
January, but I'm going to send you these little things to start journaling about, start thinking about,
Okay.
start inventorying, start rating
That's
yourself.
nice. Oh, that's
Yeah, so
nice.
they
I
can
like
get
that.
kind of like, oh, okay, here's where I'm at. And then you
Okay.
really have that data, they have that data ready for you when you meet.
Okay.
And technically, this doesn't have to be Black Friday.
No, it doesn't, but it's the offer got me thinking because there's a low price point and I'm like, I need some
Yeah.
help. Black Friday, Cyber Monday is, a big hub within the hub of holiday, but you're totally right. I can do it anytime, but I feel like I'm enjoying the idea of the lift of the
Yeah.
initial purchasing wave during this time of year from people.
Sure.
And yeah.
And you can always pay the money.
And if
Yeah.
you don't like the emails that they write for you,
Yeah.
you can be like, I can write this better, and then just kind of leapfrog. Because sometimes it's easier to rewrite than to write from scratch.
Yeah, got it. Yes,
So even
yes.
if you don't like it, you can be like, I'm going to tweak this, but I still want you guys to put it in the system and run it for me or
Okay.
whatever they're offering to do.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's clearer. So I feel like the bigger container, I feel like I'm gonna press pause on that. Like I don't feel like I'm ready to design a year-long
Yeah,
program
I would
right
not under your circumstances, because you don't know
now.
how many more years.
Not right
Nobody knows what
now.
their year is going to be, but
No.
you have to have a big capacity to take someone through a
That
longer period
muscle,
of time.
no, that muscle is still developing in me. So,
Yeah, but you can certainly take them through the month of January.
yes, and I feel like I did them a solid for the mentorship. Like the 90 days, I feel like I left them much better than I found them, and everybody got a lot out of it. So the smaller containers, but even that for me took a tremendous amount of bandwidth, because it was new to me. Yeah.
So, are you going to do this with privates, or are you going to do this? How are you going to do this?
The Black Friday stuff.
The delivery of the offer of four sessions to go over the four pillars.
That's what I was thinking, one-on-one. I feel like that's
Okay.
what people pay a premium for, one-on-one. Like I don't mind doing a group, but a group energy is very different. So I like the one-on-one. It's a
One-on-one.
lot of scheduling for me, but
It's a
I.
lot of scheduling, but it's easier to schedule, kind of, because you don't have to get everybody to agree upon.
Correct.
So,
Yeah.
how much are you going to charge? And is it going to be an hour each?
Yes, I feel like an hour is a nice flower basket.
Okay, so how much?
How much? Again, the normal rate is 250. If you've been through a class with me, it's 150. If your friends and family, it's 75. So how do I decide, given those three things, what a good I the answer is I don't know how to choose a good price point. I'm like, well, it's Christmas, so it should have a 25 in it. That's where I am, you know. That's as far as I've got, Christine. So, I mean, 99. I mean, I hear people say the number 7 is very powerful, $97. I hear people say the number 9 is
But Karen
powerful,
Eileen,
99. Okay, well, all
no.
about weird psychology. I don't know if any of that's real. So,
It is, although people have been ex there's been a lot more exposure to this than back in the day when people were studying it and people didn't even understand there was a psychology behind it. Now everybody kind of knows there's a psychology. But you have to think about what is going to, this is what we, this is a cash infusion. You're looking for some cash. So you have to make it worth the amount of time you'll be spending. Just an hour with a person. You're selling 4 hour sessions with you, but that will likely be at least 6 hours per person
Yeah,
with
with the
just
admin and everything.
emailing, onboarding, all the things, and to cover, your marketing time and delivery time. So, you're selling 6 hours. So what would make you happy to deliver this?
So the num I think the number's too high for the current market. That's what I think. So the number that would make me happy is $1,000 per student. That is a number that makes me smile. But that's full price. That's full muggle rate. So
The other thing about a Black Friday sale, the thing about a sale is that it's usually that means that people have understood there's an actual price that they've seen and that you are giving them it for less. What you're actually doing right now is just making an offer, which is why I was like, it doesn't really have anything to do with Black Friday, because you're making a brand new offer. There's no established, like, oh, she has this workshop every year that's this price. Oh my God, I can get it for half. No one's been looking at this offer hoping it was less. You're
That
just
is correct.
presenting them with a price, right?
Yes, they do.
Yeah. So that. Yeah. So
which means technically you don't have to discount anything because nobody knows that it's a discount. If you wanted to get one person to maybe pay you $1,000, you could throw it out there for $1,000. Like, I don't think the price is necessarily something that's a lever for you as much because it's just you're just making an offer.
Oh, that's interesting.
So,
I got you. I got it.
you need a price somewhere that you're not going to feel resentful in January after you've collected the money to
Yeah.
deliver the goods.
Correct.
So you want a price that you think a few people will pay, and that makes you feel happy to do it. So think about that, and
Right.
we'll come back. We'll come back to this at the end. Remind
Okay.
me, Kate.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, forget. Okay, so let's move on to your second question. But that's a really this
Thank
is
you.
this brought up some good points because
Yeah.
I think Black Friday, and it's like, well, yes, but
I
people
totally
were.
hear you. Like, if I was doing like a monthly drop-in coaching for $100 a pop, and Black Friday was going to be $75 for a bucket of
Exactly.
tang, I got you. Yeah.
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 Okay. So you wrote, I partner with a casting director in Florida
Yeah.
to bring voiceover to her acting students.
Correct. I've
Rate
been
is
working
far.
with her like for about 2 years, by the way.
Okay. The rate is far less than I've negotiated in the past. And this is what she was willing to do, a flat 125 per hour, no matter how many people you're teaching in that hour. One
Right.
person, four people,
That's right.
24 people.
That is right.
She's asked if I would be interested in doing some live coaching in her studio for the month of December.
Yeah.
Am I interested? Was the question. Always the question. The spot is 3 Wednesdays in December, 7 to 9 p.m. So 6 hours total at her studio, which is a full hour drive for me. Do you mean 30 minutes there, 30 minutes back, or an hour there, an hour back?
Hour there, an hour back.
It's a 2 hour commute.
Yeah.
Part of me feels like it's a hard no because of the commute and you have to get ready and the gas and the traffic. And another part says, I don't know what amount of money would make it worth it for me. A
Yeah.
friend suggested a flat 1,000 for the month.
It's numbers coming into my head a lot lately, 1,000. Yeah.
Yeah. There is a future scenario in which I might live coach for her students in studio doing their demos.
Yeah.
But that's sort of like just an idea that you
It's
guys have been talking
yeah,
about.
vague. Yeah.
Okay, so you have 5 hours per session, 2 hours in the room, an hour traffic, and an hour to get ready.
An hour each way traffic. So
Yeah,
2 hour
2 hours
commute.
in the room,
Oh,
two
5 hours each time. Oh, I got you. Yeah. So it's
hours.
5 hours.
And
It's 5 hours. When you say it like that, it's 5 hours. It's not a 2 hour class, is it? It's 5 hours.
no,
Yeah.
yes. So 15 hours.
15
Total
hours total, right?
doing it, and I'd add 5 hours on top of that just to prepare for what we're going to do
So
and
20 hours.
emails and to coordinate and to da da da.
Yeah.
So 20 hours.
20 hours.
Let me get my calculator.
I know, like I'm like, see, does my is my calculator?
So technically, she pays you $125 an hour in studio, I understand, but let's just look. So,
Right.
that's $2,000 if you're getting paid $100 an hour. Do you know what she is charging her students for this?
I do not know. I probably could go on the website and take a little peek, but I do not yet know. She at the 125 rate, like she pays me that my requirement was she had to pay me in advance or I don't show up to coach, so I don't get paid after. She pays me ahead of time, which she fought me on a little bit, but now she's like, okay. So, but she pays me that whether there's one student and she makes no money, or there's 10 students and she makes a bunch of money. So she, yeah, there have been times where she has lost money because she was paying me.
And so, yeah, because It's helpful in your calculation of what you think you can get if you know how much she's charging her students for this, and then how many students you think she would probably be able to get.
Gosh, I don't have those numbers, and she's not normally like super warm, fuzzy, forthcoming with that kind of data. She feels
Okay, so
like,
let's pretend, because there are some scenarios where you don't have the data.
okay.
So, $75 an hour is $1,500.
Okay. So $50 an hour is the thousand. The thousand was what popped into my head. So 75, but I like 75 better. But I can already hear it. I feel like she's going to be like, I cannot do that. And then I get to say like, great, thank you so much for the offer. Best of luck. I know you'll get a great coach for that spot. 20. Yeah, what number would have me okay with like the all the things around the 2 hours of coaching? Is that's the fun part. That's the juiciness for me.
Yeah, of course.
Like once I'm there, right? Do you have a thought?
No, but for $50 an hour, that's $50 an hour while you're driving, while you're putting on makeup.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting paid
That's
for all of the
true.
steps.
That is true. It is.
So, at least you're getting paid for all of the steps.
That's interesting. I
And
like
this
it
is.
so much. How did you, what's the percentage of time that you add on top? Like you were like commute time, work time, and then you added.
Yeah, so I just added an extra 5 hours.
An extra 5 hours. Okay.
That's sort of like almost 2 hours a week because you're going to have to prepare for this. Like,
Yes.
sit down and like prepare the syllabus and prepare what
Sure.
you're going to do. You're going to have to field emails with this woman just about it.
Yes.
I'm sure there's going to be some students that reach out. So you have to do some emailing there. So you just want to pad in like extra time that you need to account for.
Yeah, okay.
Because if you don't account for that time, then every hour you spend doing extra stuff, you're actually lowering the rate that you're getting paid. And this
I
is important for everybody to listen here that Karen Eileen's calculation is about all the hours it's going to take her to do this. The person who's hiring her is doing a completely different calculation. What
Right.
they're doing is they are thinking like, oh, Karen Eileen wants $1,000 for this. So they're going to go with 1,000 divided by three because there's only three classes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pay her $333 a class, but I'm only charging this much per class to the student. So
Ed.
they're doing a calculation based on they're taking Karen Eileen's number and dividing it by three, where
Yeah.
Karen Eileen is taking her number and dividing it by 20 because it's
Yeah.
going to take 20 hours. And
Am I
that's why
ever?
negotiations go back and forth because different people have different agendas and they're doing different calculations. Karen Eileen is going, what's going to make it worth my time and effort? And the person trying to hire her is trying to say, can I book enough students so that I'm going to make a profit after I pay her?
Yeah.
And then the negotiation is to get you guys to a win-win scenario. And sometimes you can't.
Is it ever appropriate for me to explain my case? I was going to say, explain my math to the
It's
person
not that it's
that
not appropriate, it's just that it doesn't matter
I'm. Okay.
because she's coming from a different calculation. And if
Okay,
it
okay.
doesn't work for her math, it doesn't work.
I got you. Okay.
Like if she can't afford you, she can't afford you.
Got
But
it.
also, if she's paying so low, you can't actually afford to do it.
Or I feel really sad. Like, I don't want to do something if I feel sad doing it for the price I've
Yeah,
agreed
you don't want to feel
to.
sad, you don't want to feel resentful. When you're first starting out in business, you are going to have moments where you're like, oh, I really undercharged for this. And you have to trudge through it and learn your lesson and deliver anyway and deliver excellently so that you have building your reputation. But you are far beyond that. And you're far beyond that in your career as a coach, but you're also far beyond that because you and this woman have been working together for 2 years. So she knows you're.
Yes.
So now it's just like, do you want to do this in December? And what's the lowest amount you're willing to do it for?
Okay.
Feel happy about it and
Okay.
feel like it's worth it.
Okay.
Or you can take 20 hours in December and work on finding a job.
Correct.
See what you're weighing against? You're weighing against your priorities. Like, which is more valuable, to take 20 hours and get this amount of money, or get 20 hours and try to get a job, or do something else with that 20 hours?
I had a my very first voiceover mentor. She's been in heaven for a long time now, but I'll never forget, like when I was first training, she said, "Honey, I don't leave my house for less than $500." And I'm like, "Oh, I like that." And she's like, "I don't take my slippers off for less than $500." I thought that was fantastic. Like, what is it? And you talk about this. What is it worth to me to put my life down and leave my nest and go and help you? What is that number? It has a value. There's a number. So
Yeah.
that's, yeah. All right. This is so helpful.
You're
Okay.
welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
And sometimes we outgrow certain situations that we're in. Sometimes we have
Yes.
business with somebody and their business isn't growing enough. She's not attracting enough students and being able, and students who can afford to then pay an outside person like you to come in. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong, but you might outgrower, and that just means you have to go find other people and other clients for yourself, instead of staying at that level with her and then feeling so resentful. The resentment is your problem. I'm not saying you have it. I'm speaking in general terms.
No,
But
I'm
whenever you're
aware.
feeling
Yeah.
resentful in business, like they're not paying me enough, that's your
I
problem.
agree to it. Yeah, that's my side of the street. I said yes. So, I wanna.
Yeah.
I'll bring back to another cash flow. I am in a situation where I may be outgrowing this independent contractor relationship I've had for a long time, but I'll bring that another time.
Yeah. So I want you to think about how much money you want to charge for both of these things, the
Okay.
Black Friday thing and the 20-hour December thing. We'll circle back.
Okay,
Okay.
fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Cricket. I
am here.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry my video was on earlier. I thought it was off. That was very odd.
I don't like looking at your face, but it's okay.
No, I was moving around a lot.
It's all good. Okay. All right. So, Cricket Rumley, Cashflow Tiger, among other things, film festival strategist for filmmakers. Oh my God, she had one of these, oh my God, victories. So you wrote, "Christine, I had a breakthrough this week. I read this thing about how overwhelm often occurs because projects are not brought to completion. Ends are left loose while ramping up new projects. It's like, oh, I haven't finished these, but I'm starting these." So true. And you wrote, "That's so me. It's a confusing problem. It feels like nothing ever gets done." So I identified several loops that definitely needed closing, ends that needed to be wrapped up, and ticked them off one by one. That, plus several disappointing things happening recently at work and with a festival client, that made me think, there's no longer room for my personal growth here, have really opened my eyes to the realization that I want growth and expansion opportunities, and you're ready for them, and it feels huge, and I'm so happy for you. What a great realization to have, and congratulations on closing those loops.
Thank you.
The sense of fruition is what keeps us motivated. It's better to set the bar lower and clear the bar every week, so you're like, I did it. I did it. And that's the feeling that motivates you, rather than, oh God, I didn't get enough done. Oh, overwhelm.
That is so true.
True. I'm so happy for you. Okay. So then you wrote, "After the excitement of the realization, a ton of ideas for expanding my festival business floated into my head. Not just taking private clients, but building a couple of revenue streams on the a subscription platform and in a couple of other spaces. It all makes sense. I've done some research and there's more to do, but I think I'm on to something. And as soon as this happened, two wonderful growth opportunities presented themselves. Oh, I don't know. Does the universe listen when we are ready? Yes. Okay, great. One, be on the executive director search committee for a film festival organization that you're on the board of, and that my undergraduate college will help me find an intern. What? Yes, I decided I need an intern, but I'm terrified. I really want to change my life, leave the country, bet on myself, embrace abundance, but I'm feeling so scared. I have ideas about where to begin, research, but this is a mindset thing. I'm asking myself to level up big time. Oh Lord, what have I done?
Love hearing you read it
All the
all
feelings, all the feelings. And it's
out.
so true. It's always a blend. But I think that the combo, what I always look for is are people having the combo of nervous excitement, nervous excitement, nervous excitement? That's a great combo. You're nervous because it's outside of your comfort zone, but you are excited and ready to like take a leap of faith.
And I have a vision and it doesn't seem impossible. That's the thing that I was like, oh, I can do this. It's not going to be easy, but I can do this.
Yes.
That was pretty shocking to realize that I felt that way and meant it.
Yeah, but that is the result of the work you've been doing since we've met. The
Right.
growth, step by step, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get my first client. Oh, I'm going to change some things. I'm going to get another client. Oh, I'm going to do the festival. Oh, I'm going to ask for more. Oh, I'm going to change the way. Yeah, you've just been like iterating, 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 iterating.
That's true.
And now you have more confidence of like, oh, I can do more than this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I can make more money.
Yes.
And I do want to say, I haven't spoken about this too much, but I am quite seriously thinking about leaving the country. And one of the things I had thought was, I'll need to convince my bosses to let me work remotely. And now I'm like, who cares? I don't know that I need them. And that was the big shift is, I can achieve a change of lifestyle. I can make that happen. I do feel so burned out all the time. I was supposed to be somewhere this afternoon at a film festival event, and I just was like, I have to take care of myself so that I'm here instead, which seems very healthy.
Yeah. You can do this. You can do this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I need any advice except just that you can do this.
Yeah. And the way you're going to do it is you're going to follow the breadcrumbs.
Okay.
That's all you have to do is follow the breadcrumbs. Listen to your intuition. Follow the breadcrumbs. The next step is going to be revealed. Keep doing research. Keep, thinking about it, talking to the people you feel safe to talk to about it, and believing in the next breadcrumb.
Okay.
It's amazing the magic that's available to you just in your regular old everyday life. When you set an intention and start to go, yeah, I actually think I want to do this. Let me start to figure it out.
Right.
And it's not even that you're going to figure it out, you're just going to follow the breadcrumbs. Sometimes it'll feel like figuring something out, and sometimes it'll feel like something just falling into your lap. of like, okay. But you just keep watching out for those little breadcrumbs, noticing them, taking action on them. And that's your path forward. This is really a milestone moment.
It really
It
is.
really is. It's just the result of the growth that you have been doing with cash flow, really. Like, just what else is available to me, and what do I really want, and what am I good at, and what do people respond to? And this is the texture of the life that I want.
Well, and it's really interesting because I've been asked to create a class for an organization. I think I brought it up here, and they asked me to do an outline, which I was like, oh, this is gonna require so much work. It's not in my wheelhouse. But they gave me a sample outline, and then I looked at it, and then I looked at mine, and I said, let me count how many points that outline has and how many mine does. And I bet mine has more. And it did. And I'm like, that was just like a first draft. I felt like I have to stop worrying about my ability to do anything because I always overdeliver and don't get paid for the overdelivery.
Yes.
I
Freaking.
did talk with you about this the last time I was here. I remember now.
Freaking. No, but what you just said is huge. Yeah, you've got to start trusting that you're really good at this.
And then I'll figure out a way to make it all happen. That what you said about magic everywhere and intuition, it's absolutely following the breadcrumbs. That is how this feels right now. And I've already seen evidence of it this week as soon as I started just having these different shifts. I was like, oh, I guess I will volunteer to be on that search committee because I respect everyone who's on it and they bring things to the table that the people that I don't, that I currently work with do not, they just, I can't grow more. And so I think I'm just gonna also have to have some patience around. I'm still in the situation where I am still happily and gainfully employed, and I just have to have patience and make sure that when I leave the workplace, I leave the workplace.
So, two things when you're in a situation where you're like, oh, I have suddenly realized I've outgrown this situation, but I still have to be here a little while longer. Now, that can feel torturous. And I'm not even saying if it's toxic. This is not a toxic situation. This is just like, your soul is like, we're gonna leave here soon, but not quite yet.
Oh.
Okay, but we don't want to have that torturous feeling. So, two things. The first thing is stoke the gratitude for what it gave you. Because what I've seen it give you over the past 2 years is it gave you stability. So that in this new little side biz you were creating, you could experiment, you could get clients, but you didn't have to take every client. Like it gave you that stability. God bless. It also gives you your health insurance. God bless. It continue to give you stability and health insurance. Okay, so that's so when you and you, I want you to see that job as a component of your little side biz. Because if you just have it over here separate, it's like, oh, I just can't wait to leave this thing over here. It's like, no. Right now it's also a part. It's what's funding. It's your patron of your side business. This job is the patron saint of your side business. So you want to be like, okay, I totally know why I'm showing up here today, because I'm doing this stuff for these reasons. I see how it helps and benefits my side business. So time well spent. That's the feeling you want to have. Time well spent. I know why I'm here. And I'm here on my terms now because I know I'm leaving. So when you know, you don't have to know when you're leaving, but you know that you're leaving. You are now on the downside and ramping down of this job at some point. What you want to do is energetically detach from it. And you mentioned what that looks like is you leave the job at the job. You only do the time at the job at the job. And I think we talked about closing your door on Fridays. Yeah, it's like you do the job on your own terms. You do it only for the time you're getting paid to do it. And you start to energetically detach, which means there's a difference. It's not that you don't care about the job. You're not going to be a shitty job. You care, but you no longer invest. And that's where a lot of women, because we're conditioned to feel loyal and we're conditioned to like just do a good job and we have big hearts and we invest in a lot of places that A, aren't asking us to really invest and also don't acknowledge the investment and certainly don't reward us for it. And you can care about something and not invest in it. What you need to be investing in is you and your side business. That's where your investment goes. Now, if you're at a job and you're trying to climb the ladder in that business, yeah, that's where you're investing. But so many people are investing in a place where they're not even planning to stay because they're just conditioned to invest.
That is exactly the math that I did in my head about whether I should drive through the rain across town to Culver City today or not. I was like, this would be for the company. It would not be satisfying my goals or my direct interest. And that felt terrifying that I made that decision. Like, I'm gonna get in trouble.
Yep. And that's conditioning, the good girl conditioning that we're unwinding you from. That's an important part of this. That's okay. A lot of us have had that. We just had to unwind from. And the great thing I can tell you is when you unwind from the good girl conditioning, you never go back. You just don't. You unwind from it and you are now unwound. And it's fantastic.
Sounds really nice.
I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited for you.
I am too. I felt, and I think a lot of it came from the launch into abundance, writing the letter to money. I wrote a letter to money that I never in my life would have been able to write until now. And it was such a shift, and where money doesn't, it just felt different. Like it felt like freedom as opposed to something to be scared of. And I think that was a big part of the like, well, if money feels like freedom to me, what does that actually mean in terms of my ability? I have created money. I've created more money from this side hustle this year, doing nothing, just showing up in spaces and people throwing things at me. I should do like Karen Eileen and get better at my list. That's on my list of things to do. But if that's what if that's what's happening with me, just being in the right places at the right times, what happens if I actually put more attention? Attention and intention.
Yes.
And that's when I felt like, oh, I can do this. I know I can do this. Thank you, Christine.
Here, thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us and allowing us to celebrate with you.
Kate. Thank you.
Yeah. So now I'm just so excited to continue and hear where this all leads.
Me too. Me too.
Yay.
There will be new challenges, but I'm so excited.
Oh, thank you, Cricket. All
All
right, those
right.
were the
Thank you.
two. Those are the two questions that I got from people today. So the floor is now open. Who else would like to talk before Thanksgiving hits us? Hi. Hi, June. I'll
Good to
talk
see
a little bit.
you.
I
How are you?
good. Oh, look at all my plants behind me. I just redecorated, so I'm in a different orientation.
Nice.
Okay, I think I have some mindset stuff to maybe to work on.
Okay.
I have decided after finishing the play, I was doing a play in Michigan for a few months and then back in New York, and really was struck with like the fear of like, oh my God, I don't have a job now because I was doing the play. And I do still have my side hustle of the breathwork meditation, which is great. I mean, it hasn't really expanded as so much, but I do have this one solid client. I'm teaching there tomorrow. I'm like working on my class right now, which is really great. And that business, I'm actually feeling pretty excited about. And it's slow, but it's good. But I basically was like, I still need a survival job. Like I actually just need like to clock in and clock out of somewhere and not stress about it. So I'm starting a new, so like that was like shockingly difficult to find. I was applying to so many things and like not getting them. And I was like, so that was like adding to my stress. And I was like, am I just like, what's going on? But then I got a job at this bagel shop and I'm starting tomorrow. I have to be
Cool.
on the Upper West Side at 7 a.m. and I live in Queens, so I'm really have to wake up at like 4 in the morning. But I'm just feeling a little bit crazy because I have to design this class. I have to tape an audition tonight. I have to wake up and go to this bagel shop and then come home and teach. And then I'm gonna be at the bagel shop all day on Tuesday. And then I have a meeting about my actor website. And then I'm going to the Catskills on Wednesday to shoot a short film for 4 days. And then I'm going home for Thanksgiving. So I'm just like, oh no, have I like overdone it now? And am I gonna, I'm having like the fear of the burnout, like the impending burnout. And also just this like fear of like, what use is 100 shallow wells? And I'm like, so, but I know that actually I need this right now because, you know, acting I can't guarantee on, and the breathwork business, it's like still just like so baby that I it won't support me. So that's kind of where I'm at. And maybe you can help me like think about this in a way that's helpful.
Yeah. And I think that, okay, let's just say that the breath work, you were doing a play. When your
Yeah.
attention is over on something else, the other stuff doesn't grow.
I
Like
know.
your attention is over here, and your breath work business was steady with that client. So it's like, and now you're turning your attention to it. So it's like, okay.
Oh, and I started a micro bakery. So I've been selling sourdough bread, which actually is going very well. But
Are you
like,
making a
you see what I
profit?
mean? Yeah, I've officially am $150 profit. I've been slanging bread.
So now you have two bread businesses, a breathwork business, and acting opportunities still.
The
Now,
bagel shop, I'm not baking, I'm just selling them.
I know. So it feels right now grungy because you can, the next couple of days are intense. It's filled with stuff, and then you go away for Thanksgiving.
The intensity of the next couple of days doesn't necessarily mean this is the intensity now for the rest of until you let one of these things go. Not necessarily. So it might be a little too soon to judge. That's the first thing I would say. It might be a little too, I mean, you just start in the bagel job. It might not be a good fit. You don't know that yet, though. You don't have enough data of doing all the things at the same time to know how you're going to juggle it or if you can juggle it. You don't know that yet. It's early days. And the second thing is you can adjust the dials. You have the power to adjust the dials. You can stop the bread, you can stop the breath work. You could leave the bagel job. You're still in charge of the dials from the bigger picture perspective. Day to day, sometimes you're like, no, you're not in charge of the dials. And for the next like 4 days, it will feel like you're not in charge of the dials. You're just going to go through the next 4 days saying presence and doing what you need to do. How does that, when I say that, how does that strike you? How does that
Yeah,
feel?
that is helpful because I'm like, oh yeah. It's not, this is not how it, yeah, it's like it's nice to remember that it's gonna be different or like that this is like I'm not like setting like I'm not setting myself up to have this like chaotic schedule that
Right.
I am in control and I can maybe like kaleidoscope it into a way that feels really good or choose to take some of the colors away.
Yeah. And you could all like if the bagel job, you're like, oh, I like this job. Like I like what it gives my life. I can do it. I like this job. Then what you could do with the breath work and the bread is you can do all sorts of things where you just keep that one breathwork client, or maybe you only do the bread 2 weeks out of every month, or you do the bread every other month. Like there's so many ways to adjust the dials on the amount of work you're doing.
Yeah.
Just because people want bread from you doesn't mean you have to bake it. There's plenty of other places for them to get bread. It's like it you just
But
you
that's
have to.
like the bread thing has been so different because I feel like it's the first time I haven't had to do zero work. Like people just want it so bad. And I'm like, wow, it's just so different from acting and like entrepreneurship where it's like you're like trying so hard to get people to buy what you're selling. And this, I'm like, I literally can't keep up. Everybody wants my bread.
Right.
But now I'm designing a little breathwork, bread work combo workshop, which I'm really excited about for the winter time.
Yeah.
But I do think you're right. Like, I think I just need to kind of get acclimated with the bagel shop, see how it feels,
Yes.
slow down the bread, maybe to one batch a week.
Yes.
Focus on the film when I'm doing the film.
Yes.
I was really inspired by Cricut what you said about like the completion thing because it's like yeah, I also just have a lot of hobbies. So I just have like a million projects in motion right now.
Yeah.
Literally like including like a hat I'm crocheting because I like didn't want to buy a hat and it's freezing in New York now. And I'm like, why can't I just buy a hat? But that's how I am. So I'm making a hat. I really need the sense of like finishing something. So, but I will have that tomorrow, like when I finish this class that I'm teaching. But I also, when you said the thing about like overinvesting ourselves, I literally was thinking that I was like, I spend so much time preparing for these classes that, and then I was like, I think it's like such a big paycheck. But then when I actually think about how many hours I put into it, I'm like, it's actually really not that much of a paycheck. So I was like, oh, fuck. That kind of like made me feel sad a little bit. So
Yeah,
I was
you
like,
can it can feel sad. That's okay. You know, if that's momentary. But it's very, very important to realize that. That is one of the biggest things that keep people not making a net profit. A net profit is the money that you have after all the expense of time and energy and resources. And some people's businesses make a profit, but not a net profit. Like people are buying your stuff, but there's no money left over because you're getting paid so little an hour because you're putting so much work into it, and especially service providers. It's like you have to track all the hours it takes for you to deliver the service, not the 1 hour you're with the client or the 2 hours you're in the room. It's all the time. And if you want to get more and more sustainable at your business, you have to dial back and make your investment in the preparation for the class make sense with the amount you're getting paid.
Can I ask you a question about that? Because my boss, the woman that hires me for the tech workshops, she gets really excited when I do things, like when I try something new, or like I've built a few visuals, or I started doing, like each time I've kind of added more. And then she gets ideas, and she's like, well, what if we, and so, but like, I don't actually want to do them anymore. Like, I start like one time I made a Google presentation to have visual aid, and then it was like, great, we have to have that for all of them. But I'm a little bit like, I'm not getting paid for like the graphic design work that I'm doing now, in addition to like the facilitating. And but I feel bad. I feel like now I've like set this precedent of like having this like very visual experience in addition to my, the guiding. And so I feel like I can't go back.
Oh, but you can. Oh,
But
you
what if she
100%.
doesn't hire me
But she might not.
again?
So here's the thing. And this is just part of the learning curve. You don't know this till you experience it and then make decisions around it. That's how you grow. You're not doing anything wrong. You're just in a growth experience right now. And what you're experiencing is you're the service provider, but the person who's hired you, your client, is now leading how this goes. No. They're hiring you to be the expert. You lead how this goes.
True.
It is very not great when the dynamic is the client starts to dictate how you're going to do the thing. Oh, but now we need this, and I want you to do this. And it's very different if you're collaborating. If you're collaborating, you can go, down, that doesn't work for me, and no, I'm going to go there. No. You're providing the service. And if you had the inspired action to do that visual thing once, that's great. It doesn't set a precedent. But your job is to retain the leadership of this. And you go, oh, I know that was really great. Took a lot of time. I felt very inspired. Can't do that every time. Oh, my schedule has shifted. And so I think I'm in a mode right now of simplifying things. So next week is going to look a little different. You are the leader of this. She can have all the ideas she wants. And if,
Yeah, that's
okay.
really
And then if you
cool.
have a client who has a lot of ideas, like, oh my God, we could do this, you could be like, that sounds really exciting. I would need more time to prepare, so it would cost more. And I'm assuming, this is the budget. If you have more budget, let me know. But right now, this is what I can deliver.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's not great if every time you do a class, you're earning less and less because more and more is in the class. She's not a good client then. You only have a good client or a good opportunity when it's like, oh my God, this is really great, and I'm being paid really well, and I love it, and everybody's happy. It's not just a good client because they're paying you something. Because that could be nothing, actually. So, and this is everybody's journey.
because you, in the beginning of a business, you want the client. So you can give the power a little bit over to them because you need them. But really quickly, it needs to shift back until, like, I'm providing the service. I'm the expert. They're hiring me to lead, and I'm going to lead. And you just have
Yeah.
to practice leading.
Even them.
Oh, them first.
Yeah, that's like
Them
really
first.
different. I think that's so helpful because I, and also a little bit daunting because I was definitely, I think, even on purpose trying to let her feel powerful. Because I was like, I want her to feel like she loves working with me and I'm like, super validating her ideas and being like, what do you want? Let's make it happen. So that, so I actually like almost was like, do it, I mean, very authentically, but like allowing it to even go in that direction on purpose. And I'm like, oh my God, I've made a mistake.
Well, you created a monster because you teach people how to treat you. You set a dynamic, and she's just like, she's in heaven because she's like, oh my God, here's this person who can make all my ideas come to life, and it's so much fun, and I get validation, and everybody loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you created that, and you're like, oh shit. And so now you're gonna see if you can pull that back and reteach them, and you can just say, oh yeah, I'm learning so much, and I'm really shifting into a new way of working, and I'm really simplifying some things. And so that's how I feel like I'm going forward.
Okay. All right. I like that. Why not? It's like it's gonna be help. Yes, it's gonna be good.
Kate?
You're muted.
I thought I unmuted, but now I'm unmuted. Just as a person with a corporate background, languaging around this that could be speaking their language is, the scope of the project, right? It's like, let's take a step back and redefine the scope of the project, or re-examine the scope of the project, or revisit the scope of the scope of the project is the definition of the project. What basically your sale, your contract, which you want to, for your next round, you want to get that in writing if you don't have that in writing. And it can be a simple email of just like, this is what we're planning on. And, please confirm by replying to this email. And then you sort of have the scope of the project defined. And that's real common language. So that can, and that can be a little, when you talk about simplifying, it might feel like taking away, but defining the scope of the project, it's the same thing, but it's just getting on the same page, defining the scope of the project. Okay, I've said that like six times, so I think you got it.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. I guess I'm a little bit, part of me is like, I kind of just want to do the class the way I want to do it tomorrow and see if she says anything. I don't want to be like, by the way, it's going to be simpler today.
Oh no, I would
Or
totally
like,
just do it.
yeah, I
Just
think
do
just,
it and see if she says anything.
but I like that scope of the, I don't have a contract with her. So if I, maybe in the new year, if we proceed, I should get one.
So, from the big picture perspective, it is, I think, so much more valuable to you to use this client situation to build muscles around leadership than it is to try to keep the client. I would rather you do things and experiment with building your muscles around leadership and lose the client than just like, I'm just gonna just do whatever it takes to keep the client and not build the muscles around leadership. Because you'll do that with the next client, you'll do that with the next client, you'll do that with the next client.
Yeah, and then it'll feel like depleting and not fun.
Yeah, you don't have to say anything. You just do the thing and then see what she says.
Yeah. Oh my God. I really appreciate this reminder. And I'm like,
Yeah.
even thinking about after the last class, I was so like anxious and I was like, was that okay to her? And I'm like, because we're so friendly with one another. But I'm like, I have to remember that I am the boss for that hour.
Yeah. You have that energy already with the like students. You have the leadership energy with the people in the circle of the breath work.
Yeah.
But I want you to take that same energy and apply it with your client.
Yes,
You
totally.
are the leader of all of this. And leadership energy is different than pleasing energy. And if you feel yourself stuck in pleasing, like, oh, I just want to make everybody, is that okay? Is that a, then it's like, oh, wow, I need to shift. And the way to shift out of that is to go into what does leadership energy look like?
Oh
And
my God, I love this.
it's the exact same energy you're using when you're doing the breath work and leading people through that. You start on time, you lead them through the whole thing, you end on time. That is leadership. And
Yes.
with even though you and this person, you're friendly, you have created a deference. It's
Oh.
this. You down here, oh, I hope I'm making her happy. You want to pull it right back up here to colleague. You are colleagues. She has hired you for expertise that she does not have, or she would be leading the breath works and things. Yeah.
That's so good. All
This
right.
is
Thank
major.
you.
This is a major, just a
No,
learning.
I feel it. I
Yeah.
really feel it. Even like, I'm actually like, oh my God, this might be crucial to multiple parts of my life right
Oh,
now.
your whole life, June. That's why I'm like so excited. Like this is as big as cricket. Realizing, oh wow, I'm really good at this, and like I haven't been giving myself that kind of credit. Like I haven't really stepped into what I offer, and I keep trying to over deliver and over deliver because I'm not sure I'm worthy. Well, cricket just sort of woke up and decided, oh, I'm in touch with my worthiness right now. It will change her life. You being in charge, in touch with your leadership energy will change your life, everything in your life. I'm so glad you
Okay,
piped
thank
up.
you.
And I'm so
Oh my God,
happy
I'm
for you. And
really glad I
congratulations
put
on the play. Congratulations on the play. Congratulations on the new job. Like, congratulations on the bread.
Thank you. Thank you.
And the leadership energy in the bread department is here's pleasing energy. Oh my God, all these people want bread, so I have to give them bread. Leadership energy is like, oh my God, all these people want my bread. And I do bread, 2 weeks a month because that's when I can do bread. Like, and then they'll all be
Bread's
happy.
available on this day. Come if you want. I did have a quick, like, wow, I didn't realize how freaking submissive I am, but I was like just like running all over town delivering bread to people. And I finally was like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, they can come get my goddamn $15 loaf of sourdough that I fermented for 24 hours. So I've realized that, and I was like, I have to like not. But I was like, Jesus, in so many places in my life, I'm like, just like, it's
Look,
okay.
I've had all those conversations with myself. So I vividly remember all the times I've come out of clients' homes when I was an organizer going, oh my God, what did I just agree to? What did I just say? How much like, oh, but I just try to learn the lessons once and like make a change. So you realized I'm running all over town. You make a change. Right. People come pick up my bread. You come to me, send your person, send your Uber driver to come get my bread. Yeah. Yeah. And people, you teach people how to treat you, and people mostly will, go along if they want the thing. They'll be like, all right, these are the rules. All right. There's not that much pushback, really. Because people
Yeah.
like leadership energy because it gives them less decisions to make. Someone's coming in and going, this is how we're rolling. And they're like, great, I can relax.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome.
I'm even going to take this into my audition. kind of letting go of this pick me energy and being like, actually, I'm a leader.
Yes. This, as Kate is like, yes, it's this is my take on the character. This is my take to the energy. To, this is what you're getting, and this is what I have for you. Yeah, it will change everything.
Oh my God, do you have a book recommendation?
For the like
Leadership.
leadership. Huh, let me think about that. Let me think about
Okay.
that. Something comes up. And anybody, feel free to in the chat, wise people who are here, if you have
I also
anything.
have me I have Miata's voice in my head being like, you don't need to read another book. Just
Yeah.
do it.
Yeah. I think it's, I actually think it's more about making decisions and experimenting. Like, oh, I'm going to try this and see what happens. Like you just said, okay, I'm going to just do it this way tomorrow and see what she says. See if she says anything.
Yeah.
And trust that you'll be
And
able to
not ask. Because
not
my
ask.
bitch ass would have been like, was that okay? I don't know if you noticed, but I did less than last
Yes.
month. None of that.
Yeah, it'll feel weird at first. You, if you have to bite your tongue, I used to have to literally bite my tongue when I said my prices and wait for the person to like make the first response instead of because what I would do before is like, oh, well, if that's too much, we could, and then I'd just be like, what did I just do? Because I got uncomfortable. You got to sit in the discomfort. The person who can sit in the discomfort the longest wins. And most people can't handle the discomfort. And so they like undercut, 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 justify, justify, explain, explain, explain. I can sit in the discomfort for a long time. Now I'm so good at it. It's like, hear it out, get back to me. Yeah.
Okay, wow. Thank you so much. This is very helpful.
You're very
I feel
welcome.
like
You're
more of
very.
a leader already.
And yeah, congrats on the bread.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're
Very
welcome.
satisfying.
Good to see you. Anybody else? We have 12 minutes. Oh, lives can change unless Doreen.
Christine, I'm just popping in before Doreen
Oh,
goes to
right.
remind you that you're going to go back to Karen Eileen at the very
Okay.
end.
We will. Yes, that's thank you, Kate. And also remind me in a few minutes. Doreen, what's up?
I just want to say to follow up on what you said, some words to support June about the person who sits in the what uncomfortable the longest wins.
Discomfort.
Discomfort wins. She's a theater actor. And to remind her that it, what comes natural to her on stage is so uncomfortable for the majority of people, looking somebody in the eye, being present. And that's really what it is. It's like, if we're in discomfort, we're not present. So I just wanted a reminder that she's already got that skill.
Yeah. Good note. Good note. And Cricket, did you have your hand up for something?
You know, I was thinking about something and then I couldn't remember if I heard correctly or not. I'm just going to say really quickly what it is. At my work, we have a new marketing social media content person who's like maybe 2 years out of college and just really hyped up, amazing, has wonderful and wild ideas and a bit of a disruptor. And he said something to me the other day about his boss that I was like, oh, that's the difference between my generation and yours, because his boss is more like my age. That he was like, she just sent it out in a Google document, but I've made it a slide deck. Like everything's a slide deck. And I was like, yeah, that's okay. That's definitely a big difference in how we present material at first glance. And then the other day, I needed to present something that I was about to do a Google Doc, but I realized I had these amazing photos and I could p match the photos with the links of the films. I already had them, they were on my computer. So it did take about 30 minutes to put that slide deck together. But if I had just done the Google Doc, it would have been 5 minutes. And it was an interesting, like, oh, I went the extra mile. It looks fancy, but it also took me more time, which took me from something else. So that was in terms of scope and time. I just wanted to bring that up, that like younger generations are being taught everything is a slide deck, and it doesn't have to be.
Yes. And also, it might take him 5 minutes to do the slide deck.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
His slide deck is our Google Doc. I don't even, yeah. So, yeah.
That's
Yeah.
what your intern is for. Can you
Yeah,
turn this
that's what
Google
I meant.
Doc into a slide deck for me?
Exactly. That is why I need an intern right there, Kate. Anyway, I was just thinking about that in terms of scope of time.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot more factors involved than just like, oh, Google Doc, why? It's like, well, there's reasons why. There's just reasons. Different reasons. Yeah. Good one. Karen Eileen, what's been thinking? What's your head been thinking?
Okay, so what I'm realizing is like I need to think about numbers in the morning when I'm a little fresher. I feel like my poor little brain is like, this is too late to be mapping out strategies for financial negotiations. So my brain
8:30 at night. Yeah.
yes, it's later here. Yes. And it's been like an epic sort of day. So what I came up with was for the December series, 20 hours to me, 6 hours to her in the classroom, I'm going to sit with the number of $1,500 because I think that's the midpoint. It would be $75 times 20. Yep. So I'm gonna sit with that. I'm gonna sleep on that. That feels like a good thing to marinate on. The other one, the Black Friday offer, there's something in it that doesn't feel right, and I don't know what it is yet. It might be that I would rather spend those hours looking for my full-time gig. But that means I'm going to give up so the potential additional cash that would come from the offer. So I'm just trying to figure, just weigh those on the scales. Just weigh them on the scales. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's sort of like there are times in our lives where it's like the short term is what takes precedent. I need
Yeah. Yeah.
And
Yeah.
then there's times in our life where it's like I have to put in the time up front to
Yeah.
get a bigger payout
Yeah.
that might
Yeah.
be a month or two or three away.
Yes.
And
Yeah.
yeah, and it's the unfortunate thing of like sometimes the need for both is there,
Yeah.
like especially
Yes.
also. And then it's where you really pull on your creativity of like, how can I get my needs met in the short term
Yeah.
other ways so that I have the time to work towards the longer term, bigger picture?
Yeah. I'm realizing as we're talking about this that the Black Friday offer from AWeber might have been like this beautiful sparkly object that like, grabbed my attention. The idea of it is really love. Like I love the idea of somebody else helping me with my marketing and having some voiceover clients, but then the actual back end of what's going to happen when those clients show up, it's like maybe I'd be rather be on my job hunt. So I'm gonna let that marinate as well overnight and
I
see.
think that's a really important point.
Yeah.
Definitely something I realized. It's like, it's one thing where you're like, I kind of want to do this project. And then something comes and like, oh, that would make it so much easier. Great.
Yeah.
You were, but you were already had the intention versus like, maybe I should do this.
Yeah. That's
And
yes.
I totally understand for all entrepreneurs, myself included,
Yeah.
I like marketing and that I'm interested in it, but
Oh, I need
doing
some
it
of that. Yeah.
right, but there's the creative part of it that I'm interested in, but then there's just the mechanical part, marketing. Like it's a drag for everybody, very few people. And the idea that, oh, someone could just do it for me, but it's like there's no guarantee that that would work.
Correct.
Because you have to have a list that is wanting something,
That
and then
is
you have to have the
warmer.
support intake that matches that. And then to have a third party come in and create that sizzle that just matches that, that's yeah, gamble, you know. Perfect.
Yes, I'll have to, and something else I'll bring back next month too. Cash flow is like it's not an accident that I've sort of neglected my list. I'm like, I really need to be honest with myself about what's underneath that and why I am not talking to these lovely humans that worked with me. It's really a very interesting choice. I want to try and get really transparent about that with myself.
Yeah, those are very smart things to think about, 100%.
Thank you so much. This was so helpful. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Okay, unless anybody else has a last minute question, think we're good. Think we're good for November. Oh my gosh, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy
See
Thanksgiving,
you
everyone.
all December
Thanksgiving.
7th.
Yes.
Happy
See you in
Thanksgiving.
December.
Happy
Happy
Thanksgiving,
Thanksgiving.
everybody.
Thank you so much, Christine. Thank you, Kate. Thank you, everybody.
You're welcome.
Thank
See you guys
you.
later. Bye-bye.